Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Roll For It. It's a D&D podcast of random monsters and epic adventures.
Each episode, we will roll a D100 to determine which monster
we will encounter.
This season, every monster is woven into a tale set at sea. Yarr!
We also level up every episode, so our characters will get to test out cool new magic and abilities as we face tougher challenges.
Whether you're brand new to the game or a D&D veteran, thank you for tuning in to Roll For It.
We are rolling.
Episode 2.
Que pasa, Mufasa?
All right, we're going to go real quick around and just introduce yourselves. I'm Jake, I'm the DM, and I'm just going to be playing monsters, bad guys, good guys, whatever else there is out in the world. Hey!
Get him. Literally louder, bark. Yeah.
Translation, Lucy. She's a professional dog, executive producer of Roll For It. What else? What else does Lucy do?
Nothing that should take up this much airtime.
I'm Kelsey. I play Mo, and she's a cat who is lazy and afraid of water.
Nice.
What's up, you guys? I'm Lee Royal, and I am a moon elf canar. I'm seeking the life of adventure and trying to get my adventurer's mark.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lexi. I play a tiefling artificer. She's a little moody. She's a little mad, and she's a little European. So let's go.
just a touch of European.
You guys are level 2 now because every episode we level up. So what's new? Anything cool?
Yeah, I got some spells. I got Cure Wounds and Hunter's Mark.
Ooh, level 2 Ranger.
Ranger.
Euphoria, what'd you get?
I have infusions.
So you can make stuff magic.
Yeah, I can literally make anything magic.
Mo, what'd you get for level 2?
I have Cunning Action, which means I get a bonus action where I can hide, disengage, or dash.
So you're just faster than everybody.
Yeah.
Got a blast, Jimmy Neutron.
And I didn't level up, but we rolled a 91 last episode, which means the monster that we're going to encounter this week is monster number 91.
Yeah, so before we get going, we also want to mention that we have a new tier on Patreon this season. So along with getting your early access to the show, getting your pirate name shout out on the show, getting all of our unconditional love and devotion, and being on our close friends list on Instagram, now with this new tier called Guild of Guardians, you're going to get 2 bonus shows. One is the Pizza Time podcast. It's when we're taking a break recording. We're going to just turn our mics on and let you in on all the conversations we have about the episode, all our inside jokes, DM questions that we have for Jake. You'll get lots of DM advice.
And we also have a behind the DM screen live stream where you're going to hang out with me, DM Jake, and guest stars. This most recent one, we had the entire cast of season 2 working together with me and our patrons to create a villain that we're going to encounter later in this season.
Thank you for listening and, keep being a pal. Don't be a stranger.
Date us.
Yeah.
Previously on...
That scares me every time you do it.
Our 3 heroes boarded the pirate ship, the Fiery Revenge, each for their own reasons. Kanar, the moon elf ranger, in search of adventure. Yue, the tiefling artificer, for escape. And Mo, a tabaxi rogue, pretty much by accident when she was named captain of the ship. All 3 snuck away from their first mate, Hardheart, and the rest of the pirates to try and claim some treasure for themselves. In a watery cavern, they unearthed a mysterious undead creature and made their way to the djinn's lamp, somehow activating a rift of white light on the cavern wall. They were all sucked through, blinded by this light, and then... It's morning now. The lamp sits on its side in the smooth sand of a mostly empty beach. Scattered around the lamp, at varying distances, are the 3 of you. You are not only alive, but fully rested. You all come to at the same time, disoriented but in perfect shape. You are on a very thin stretch of sandy beach, about 200 feet at its widest point, with a vast ocean to the north and south of you. To the east and west, the land widens out and turns into a forest, a temperate forest. Trees that you haven't seen, maybe ever.
Well, this didn't go as planned.
Are we dead? I think we're dead.
No, we're not dead.
You're in heaven.
No, shh. Voice that's usually in our head. We're not dead. We're fine, I think.
Wait, where's the boat?
The little one that we came on.
We didn't come on a little boat. It was a pirate ship.
There was a pirate ship and then we had a little boat.
You scan the horizon and you see neither of those boats.
Dude, where's my boat?
Mo, did you at least grab the lamp?
The lamp is here. We see the lamp. What do you do with lamps?
I guess I'm going to investigate this lamp.
Roll an investigation check for me.
Does anyone else want to roll that investigation check?
What'd you get?
I got a 7.
Mo, are you drunk?
Are you not?
You inspect the lamp. It's no longer glowing blue, though it still seems to be humming a little bit. It is bronze, completely spotless, and it's also heavy, easily like 10 pounds.
Well, okay. Lamps have genies inside, right? That's what they do. That's their purpose.
They also light rooms, I think.
Right. This is, what, 1792?
Good guess.
That's where I'm putting it.
1792.
The 90s.
This is the 90s. We use lamps for all kinds of things now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's probably someone in here.
Yeah, we came to see the djinn. Who's going to give us wishes.
Oh my God, you guys, I already forgot all of last week. I feel like this is going to be a thing. And I'm just going to look at the lamp and I'm going to say, hello, genie. Where are you, genie?
I like the genie voice.
Where are you, genie?
As you study it, an extravagant cursive font begins to write words across the empty portion of the side of the lamp.
Read it out loud.
It says, worthy as you prove to be, make you now your wishes 3.
So I guess we just make our wishes.
Yeah.
Do we have to say it out loud?
Is it a secret? Is there something
I guess you could use sign language, but I don't know if it could see us.
The lamp starts shaking around, and the final line that was in cursive is being rewritten over and over again.
Make you now your wishes 3. It's upset. Let's just make our wishes before it, like, explodes and we end up somewhere else.
I'm not going first.
I wish to change my fate and to receive the adventurer's mark.
I just want to go home, and I want popcorn, but that's all part of the same wish, because I have popcorn at home. That's my wish.
I wish the murder of the new king.
Whoa! Wait a second. I mean, you already wished it, so I guess we can't really take it.
Very dark. Genie, if you're a good genie, you don't have to do the last one.
We'll do the last one.
So you guys have to be shouting at this point because the thing is actually starting to pulse with this energy and lighting up white the same way it was in the cavern.
God, if this whisper thing comes out again, I'm going to be shouting.
And then it flies right out of your hand and back onto the ground. And the three of you are just kicked back like 5 feet from where this lamp was.
Great.
You guys look up and back to where the lamp just basically exploded and it's just chilling there. It's completely ordinary looking now.
Well, we know it didn't work because I am not home.
Home is where the heart... She doesn't like that answer. Never mind.
Check your mark.
What is a mark?
The mark that I have on my arm, it's a carpenter's mark. It means I can't do anything else in my village. I'm stuck doing the same thing for the rest of my life.
So you get to sit around a village that has unlimited plumes.
And how boring does that sound?
Oh, my.
I know. I totally agree. I would do that. I would love to just build tables.
Kanara, your mark is exactly as it was.
I don't think this lamp worked.
I pull this flask out of my pocket and I take a big old swig.
I walk towards the lamp. I look cool while I do it. I'm like, hey.
You coolly walk over. You notice that more cursive writing is appearing on the lamp.
I pick it up and I read. Destiny earned, balance restored, vengeance owed, my word is yours. Bring me now to my domain, my power rests in cold, thy wishes will thy problems make, memories of old.
I'm gonna need you to read that again.
This sounds like a curse.
All right, I'm going to read it as me. Destiny earned, balance restored, vengeance owed, my word is yours. Bring me now to my domain. My power rests in cold. Thy wishes will thy problems make, memories of old.
So from my understanding,
the wishes... We have to bring it. They won't work until we bring it somewhere.
Somewhere cold.
We have to go back to its house, wherever that's...
Yeah.
I'm not going back in that cave.
Well, I don't know if that's where its home is. Was it cold in there? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was cold. The water, the freezing. I specifically remember dying, and maybe that's why I was more colder than you guys.
That's not its home. It was clearly out of place.
As you guys are talking it over, you feel a vibration again in your hands, Yue, and you look down, and the words are gone. And now there's an image starting to appear on the lamp.
Wow, this is an incredible lamp, guys. Like playing Pictionary.
And the image is actually a map of the Southern Isles.
Okay.
And an X appears. It's a large island of ice.
So
and
how
you also see another mark that says, you are here, with a little arrow. And that is thousands of miles west of the X.
Okay, so we're clearly not on the same island as we arrived on, right?
Right, so why are we here right now if this is not your home?
Are you talking to the lamp?
Clearly, it can talk. It just has to rhyme.
You lean over it and it starts to spell out another phrase for you.
The distance little thought gave I for mortals such as thee. The speech is pretty though, right? Seriously, might be.
My gosh.
He's a funny genie.
This genie has some nerve.
Listen, the important thing is we know where it needs to go. We gotta find our boat.
I remember a man who strapped some sea turtles to his back and went to Tortuga, so maybe we could find some sea turtles.
I don't trust turtles. I don't want to get into it, but I don't trust them.
I say we go around the island. Perchance there's a port.
Yeah, there's a bar on every island.
Has to be.
So let's go find a bar.
Adventure!
Oh my god.
I'd like to climb a tree to see where we should head.
Okay, so you head for the foresty area.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to climb a tree. You think that sign that says to the port has any information on it?
You don't see a sign like that.
I liked where you were going.
I thought I'd give it a try.
But go ahead and make a perception check.
Damn it, I'm drunk. It's a 3.
You should rest, Mo. You should rest.
I just lay down in the sand and just kind of roll around in it.
And Kanara, you reach the edge of the forest and climb up a tree. Go ahead and make your perception check with advantage.
I got an 8.
But you get to go roll again.
Huzzah!
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
So did he just fall out of this tree?
He's up there. He just doesn't
just
see,
can't
shit.
See shit.
He climbed the smallest tree on the tree line.
This one, right? Is this the one I should use?
This is who I had to be lost with. I decide to make a perception check.
You do notice that west of you is like a peninsula and east of you is the mainland, which is going to lead all the way along the coast.
Great. We're going to do what I said we were going to do earlier, which is travel around the island to see if there's a port. So let's go east because west is a dead end. So
to the east!
To the east.
As you reach the tree line and regroup with Kanar, the three of you have only gone about 50 feet in when you see these creatures who are about 6 feet tall and humanoid in shape.
Oh, great. Am I already fighting something? I'm so exhausted.
They step out from behind the tree and slowly walk towards you. They are fully green, they have scales and sharp edges, and they seem to be wearing armor that's made of shells and spikes and all sorts of things from the sea. They are each wielding tridents, and they are dripping water as they approach, trying to back you away from the direction that you're going.
How many of them are there, roughly?
There are 2 of them.
Oh.
Coelenths.
Coelenth?
Coelenth.
Okay, they're now called semicolons.
Colon.
So hit one of the colons.
K-O-A-L, koalinth.
Let's just go talk to him.
Maybe from
that...
here. Let's like not walk further. Yeah, we can yell at them.
You did this last time.
So Mo take a couple steps towards them, and they say, drop gold, turn back.
Wait, so you want money and for us to leave?
It feels like that's a one or the other kind of situation.
Is it? Because, like, I'm not going to
use short sentences. I think it's more like, no both, either drop or gold.
Thank you.
Way to translate.
You speak the native tongue. You see that they're maintaining about 5 feet exactly between them and staying on the same plane, and even their steps are in sync. It reminds you of like a military march. Aww, towards you.
Buddy. In sync. They're friends.
Drop gold, turn back.
Or,
yeah, well, yeah, is there an or with this?
They drop their tridents down to be facing you now, and they keep moving towards you.
No, I have gold
from the treasure. I picked up some treasure. I'm sorry I didn't tell you guys. I wanted to keep it to myself.
The lamp is gold. They want the lamp.
So I don't remember who's holding the lamp. I was holding it, but then you read something lost, didn't you? You had it lost.
I don't have the lamp.
No, you did, because you have the lamp. No, I had the lamp, but then you guys
said we lose the lamp. Someone has the lamp.
You guys turn back and see.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A third creature, just like these other two, is picking up the lamp out of the sand.
God.
Oh my God.
60 feet behind you.
We forgot the lamp.
We don't even have one brain cell amongst the three of us.
Listen, that lamp is important.
Yeah, that lamp is important. It has to be returned to the spot.
And the third creature begins sprinting towards the other forest.
Okay, fuck.
You're the fastest. Yeah. You're the fastest. Go get a boat.
I'm on it. I'm gonna dash 60 feet.
Okay.
Did I catch it?
You sure do catch it. You get right up behind this creature.
I'm gonna stab it in the chest with my rapier. Ooh.
I'm gonna have you make an attack roll and everybody else roll initiative.
So I jump onto his back, kind of dig in my claws in a little bit, and I take my rapier out from its sheath and just stab it into his side. And while he is going, ow, I take the lamp from him.
Ooh, max damage. It says a big ow, and you got the lamp from him, and he just turns around, whips out a net, and is facing you.
Can I hide the lamp?
Please put it somewhere.
I'm gonna put this lamp in my
shirt,
pants.
Yeah, great pocket.
In my cargo pants pocket.
So the nearest koalant, I'm gonna cast Hunter's Mark. It glows red so that we can all know that that's the target that we're going after.
Ooh, okay. So it just sees this like laser pointer looking thing on its chest.
Oh my gosh, laser pointers are my weakness.
And then I will shoot an arrow right towards its chest, boy. Yeah.
So you're definitely going to hit, so you can roll your damage.
It's a one. So it'll be a five.
Okay. All right.
You still hit plus it. Four.
Wait, because of my bonus action.
Oh, yeah. Hunter's Mark.
Just one.
Oh, extra one. Oh my gosh. Voted off the island.
I'm going to create some space.
Okay. Yeah, right now you're about 30 feet from those two in the woods.
Yeah. I'm going to split between Mo and the one in front of me.
Okay. So you move about 15 feet. You're right in the middle, back on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is the baddie's turn.
Shit. Thanks for leaving me.
And the two that are near you, UA, are going to charge you with their tridents.
Great. Thank you. Love that for me.
As they are working together to attack you, you can see that they're timing their blows, so it makes it really difficult to defend yourself.
Yeah, everybody, don't forget, I'm the one who heals you, so... Thanks.
I got your back. I can heal also now.
Oh, thank God.
One of them is a 10 to hit. What's your armor class?
14.
14, because you got scale mail.
Scaly girl.
All right, so he comes in hot with the trident, and it glances off of like your shoulder armor, but the other one hits you right in the gut with its trident. And it has martial advantage, one of its special abilities. Since it's next to his buddy, it's going to deal extra damage to you when it hits. Let's see if you are still alive in episode 3. You're going to take 11 piercing damage.
Oof. Are you dead?
No. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Would have been dead last episode. The one right next to Mo is going to throw a net at her.
I'm confused by that.
It's like a big old net thing, and he throws it on you. You'd be wrapped up in it.
Like tightly?
I'm not sure if it's like magical, to be honest with you, but on the bright side, it's actually not going to hit. So with your cat-like speed and reflexes, you duck to the side and the gnat just sort of falls next to you. And then when you look back, you see that he's actually got one of his javelins out and is jabbing at you with his other hand. But again, you just easily deflect with your rapier.
Can I be like this? Where are my cat-like reflexes?
I'm drunk, too.
I know. You're doing great. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
I look at them and I'm like, and I decide to run away, disengage, and use healing word. I'm trying to light my pipe as I run, which isn't really fun. So I don't know if you've ever done that. And I got a 3 plus 3.
So the smoke heals you up 6 more hit points. Another of these creatures approaches from the other side of the woods.
That's 4 now?
That's 4 now, but this one is bigger and badder than the other 3.
I just feel like D&D is just consistently getting screwed. Like, consistently.
And having a fun time. For me. So this dude's coming out. He's got a huge-ass trident in his right arm and a gnat dragon behind him in the left. And he's going to actually take the trident, whip it around, and hurl it with all of his might at Mo.
Oh, thank God.
Why at Mo?
Because you're closest. And you stabbed his friend.
Well, his friend deserved it.
Is a 13 going to hit you?
I don't know how is going to translate into the podcast.
Please keep that in the podcast. That was the best.
10 piercing damage. The trident hits you right in the shoulder chest area. And
it's just poking out of my shoulder.
It just sticks all the way into your arm. And it's a heavy thing. So you like almost fall forward from the weight of it. That puts it actually back to your turn, Mo.
Yeah, so I...
Drop some gold. If you have any gold coin on you, a necklace, maybe a piercing.
Do I look like I have any gold on me?
I drop 200 pieces of gold.
You just count them out, or what?
We have a winner.
Do you have them ready to go? What?
You don't know how I prepare my gold.
I'm going to yank this trident out of my shoulder. Ow.
It hurts.
I'm going to look at this big boss slither guy. What's it called? A koala...
A koalanth. They're basically sea hobgoblins.
And I'm going to say, excuse me, Mr. Sea Hobgoblin, sir. My friend here.
Hi, I have 200 pieces of gold.
Yeah, she's real rich. She's got so much gold. Look and what we would love to do is drop. Wait, we're not speaking their language. Oh. We drop gold. Rich friend.
You
we
leave. Money.
We leave.
So
we leave.
You guys are like persuading, the squad sort of is closing around you. They have slowed their pace.
Money could be yours. I toss 100 to the 2 coming from this way.
What?
100 gold coming to the other way.
And 50 gold at most feet. Why do you have this much money?
So, no, you don't know how much money I have.
So is this gold loose? Does it fly all over the place? So you make it rain. So Mo, go ahead and make your persuasion with advantage as this golden shower is all over the place.
Don't say this golden shower. 19.
19 to persuade. All of you are sort of like back to back now in the center of these 4 creatures. And this big guy looks at you, Mo, and says, drop trident too.
The trident that was just inside my body. You would like it back now? Yes, I drop trident.
The trident falls on the sand. Some of your blood splashes next to it.
So gross. Sorry, you're bleeding. I'm leading too. We synced up. Good cycles.
The sergeant nods at the other two, and the two just part ways, and you have an opening to go.
Thank you, everybody, for this wonderful battle. Great heart, by the way. Can we leave?
Thank you, gentlemen of the sea.
I keep my eyes on them as we're walking
towards
the exit.
Just got your bow at the ready.
Just in case.
The one still just outlined in red for like an undetermined amount of time.
For an hour. He's red for an hour. No matter where I'm at, I've
forever seen him. What happened to you? That's how you guys escaped the koalanths. It costed you 200 gold, but...
And my dignity.
What was that, number 91
on the list? Number 91.
Was that really?
Yep, the underwater hobgoblins.
We barely escaped from that battle.
We worked really hard today.
You guys, like, tend to your wounds or what?
You know, I think that it's been a long day and we should all take a nap. And I personally am going to go sleep up in this tree so that if Miss Kill the New King decides that she wants to kill someone else, It won't be me.
Can you just go in your tree?
I would also like to know why that specific wish.
I want to know why you want to murder people before I continue to be within murderable distance from you.
All right, I'm not going to kill either of you. I need this for myself. The new king is not a good man. And if you knew him, you'd agree with me.
I don't really care who's a good man, who's not a good man. The only thing that I care about is getting back to my hammock. I just want somewhere to sleep.
You don't have to cry about it. It's fine. It's totally okay.
It's so
totally
hard.
Okay.
I didn't even want to go.
We'll go with you. We'll go with you, Mo.
I will let you hold my hand once.
It's a nice warm hand. I will let you know.
Talk about my nice warm hands.
Why are they so warm?
Hush, little meow meow. Don't you cry, please. It makes me uncomfortable. We'll go get you home. And if the best way of doing that is... Oh my God, I need a drink. Thousands and thousands
here.
Of miles.
And she hands you her flask.
I take the flask. I'm like, oh, delicious. What is it?
I don't know.
I drink it. I almost... feel like I'm going to die.
So we're doing the things.
Yes, we're getting you home. We're getting you a mark, and we're going to commit murder. So it's gonna be great.
All right,
let's
murder on three.
One, yep. Two, three, murder.
Murder. I'll take watch. I don't need a nap. I'll just be alert.
As you two sort of grab your short rest, Kanar actually steps out into the woods just to have another look around. You've got your bow ready, like just in case something comes along that you might like to eat. You sort of sense yourself being watched.
Oh.
You make a perception check for me.
19, Boyle.
Nice. Okay, so you're careful not to give it away, but you can hear something stalking you.
19,
Something
Boyle.
Following you. It's moving and being sneaky enough like it's a master hunter of some kind. You get your arrow ready and you turn, but you're a little too late. Just as your arrow shoots off into the left, this creature pounces on you from above.
Oh, God.
And you're looking face to face with something that we'll encounter next episode.
What?
Would love for us to catch a break. One episode, like, can we, like, meet somebody who's, like, nice and is like, hey, do you want a soda?
Those guys were nice. They just wanted 200 gold.
I do have to say, like, that was great. Like, we escaped with, like, that was, like, the easiest escape.
We haven't actually defeated anything.
No, we haven't defeated anything.
The party of pacifists.
Like, that's kind of my tactics in playing.
We
I don't murder. I usually try to run away.
How's everybody's character feeling after the events of episode 2? Like, what's up?
Determined, for sure, because she wants to get that wish. So I'm ready to go. And she's also feeling a little unlucky that she's with two people who also forgot the lamp.
So. She was one third of the people.
She's one third of the people. She's like, God damn, can one of us be smart? And how about you? How are you feeling?
Kanar is, he's happy that he feels more experienced in battle. He's more quick to react to stuff rather than, you know, try to take things head on. I think by him backing up, he's like, you know what? Last time, I died nearly twice. And I just need to create this distance really quick.
I see that. That's total character growth. You thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
And instead, you let Yue get almost
dead. I know. I realize that heal my people a lot, and they don't give a shit about me.
No, he had a plan. It just never came down to it. He had a plan to heal you. Mm. But he also really wanted to defeat something that just didn't work out.
Mo, what's up?
Mo is trying not to feel anything. She's trying to just get home. She doesn't like adventuring. She doesn't like being here. I actually like the other two. They're growing on me, but I definitely don't trust either of them.
I actually feel a little bit hurt that I gave Lexi 900 gold and she immediately spent 200 of it.
What do you mean? I got us out of that situation.
No, I'm just kidding.
And I feel immediately hurt that I wasn't thanked for spending money.
That's true. Not very grateful. That is the end of episode 2 of Roll For It. We managed to avoid a tough scuffle. All right, everybody say bye to the nice folks at home, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
So again, before we go, we have some more patrons to thank, the people that make this podcast possible for all of us.
We love you guys. Here are your pirate names.
Pavel Executioner Leeshin.
Kendall Whistleblower Lynn.
Trish Jolly Rob.
Patricia Crow's Nest Root.
Lily Trader Saggers.
Gina the Sour.
Sarah the Bear Tormina.
Frank Relentless Zach.
John Salty Tufnell.
Cameron Mumbling Gone. Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much for listening, folks.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod.
See you there.